G'day, Rich down here. Welcome to episode 86 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Balancing Field Exercises and Training. All right, so it's when you're already in the military, you're training hard, you're trying to get fitter and stronger and tougher, and they send you out field, okay, for however long that might be, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, if you're really lucky. Now, this can be really tricky, all right, being able to both mentally and physically deal with it, because mentally it's tough, you know, when you're getting a lot of gains, you're motivated, you're training hard, and you've done 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks of a program, and you're feeling really positive about it, and then you go out field, and you feel like you're losing time, you're losing your gains, and you're dealing with setbacks, right? So that can be tricky mentally, but what you want to do is get your mindset right. So if you're in the military, you can't do anything about that, okay, when they're going to send you out field. So you just got to accept that it's not an ideal situation and you've got to do your week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks out field and you're going to be able to get back to your training, right? No problem at all. So just accept the situation, do what you can do, which I'm going to go through in a second, but do what you can do leading up to it, during the field exercise, post it, all right? Just do what you can do and be okay with that. Right, okay, that it's not an ideal situation. You're not going to do everything that you want to do in regards to training, but do what you can do. If you can't do anything, then so be it as well. I'm going to go through those specific situations. But if you can do something, then great. Every little bit helps. Let's look at what your job role is in the military, because your job role will dictate what you can do, or it will have a fair say in what you can actually achieve in regards to physical training outfield. So if you're driving around in vehicles, i.e. CAV, like I was when I was in the regular army in CAV, or you're in transport, or maybe you're in Ramey, or any one of those other roles where it's not a combat corps and you've got a little bit more freedom in regards to what you can take outfield, you might be able to take some equipment. You might be able to get away with carrying some equipment to help you outfield. Things like torsion bars, kettlebells, dumbbells, TheraBands, you know, those push-up grips, medicine balls, gymnastic rings, etc. And if so, there are so many exercises that you could conduct with that equipment. And even without the equipment, there are so many bodyweight exercises you can do, whether that's for strength training or even hypertrophy training, or you just want to get the heart rate up in a circuit-style format. And I remember doing this in CAV. We had the luxury of taking out the lavs, and so we had a bit of room, so we would take a bunch of equipment out and try and train when we could. And it wasn't every day, right, because you still got to actually do the job, and often you're tired and exhausted because of the work, so you can't do much. But if you get a few days off, or you get a day off and you're feeling rested and recovered, you're going to do what you can do, and every little bit helps, as I said earlier. And I even remember too, Commando, when we were overseas in Afghan, driving around the vehicles, we would often take torsion bars in particular and a few other bits of equipment. And then, because we were away, I mean, my first patrol was, we were out there for about a month, and we were able to do some training out there. And it was just a good little break when we were in our video. We had a bit of time, might have had a day or two, and dudes would train. And it was always good for our physical and mental state to be able to do that, okay? A little bit of normality in amongst the madness. But if you're in infantry, for example, and you're carrying around all of your shit, right, plus doing a lot of work, humping around, conducting section attacks, ambushes, digging pits, patrolling, etc., actually doing the grunt job, and you're sleep deprived, and you're eating shitty ration packs, you're probably not going to be able to do much, if anything, and that's just fine, okay? You can think about it as you're working on your infantry skills. You're working on your physical infantry skills, such as carrying a pack, and you're getting conditioned to that. And if you're doing selection, that's a great way to think. But you can only do what you can do. And if that's nothing, then so be it. Again, this is all about mindset. One thing that you can do is consider bush exercises might even just be the break that your body needs. And let's look at it from a timeline perspective. If you've been training really hard for a long period of time, you're following a tough program that you're dedicated to and that you've been consistently adhering to, then going out field for a week is no problem. It might just be the break that you need, or you can at least think about it this way. Again, it's just a mindset tweak to begin putting it in a positive light. And I know personally that, and I train hard all the time, that for whatever reason, if I have to have a break from jiu-jitsu, for example, when I come back that following week, man, I feel rested and recovered, all right? I feel like my body has really taken to that break, and all the little niggly injuries are feeling much, much better, especially my neck, right? Which I have dramas with, obviously, people trying to pull on it in different ways, doing jiu-jitsu. And so having a week off every now and again actually is really great. And I'm physically and mentally a lot more motivated and energized when I go back, okay? Now, let's say you go out field for 2 weeks, right? You could say to yourself that that first week is the break my body needs, while the second week is not only an extra week to rest and recover, and obviously you're going to lose a little bit of fitness, but it's time, right? It's time to get my motivation to an even higher level for when I get back to base and can train again, all right? It's all about being positive, right? So if you're out field for that 2 weeks, first week is just a break that your body needs. You're not losing anything. And the second week, you want to just take it as, okay, it's an extra week that maybe physically I don't need, but it's time to mentally get prepared, mentally get excited, mentally get motivated and re-engaged with my goals and what I'm trying to achieve, all right? So that when you get back, you are pumped, you're primed, and you're ready to get straight back into it. And again, it's just being positive, right? You want to keep that positivity going, because at the end of the day, you can't really do much about it, right? So you might as well find the positive out of it rather than just being a negative Nelly, all right? Now let's look at programming. What can you do if you're following a specific training program and you're sent out field for an exercise? What should you do when you get back in regards to resuming the program? Where should you resume the program? My suggestion would be to experiment by doing the following. If you go out field for a week, resume the training program from where you were already at. For example, if you had completed week 5, so you've been doing a training program, yep, you've just completed week 5 of the program, and then you were up to week 6 before you went out field, then if you only go out field for a week, resume the program on week 6 when you get back, right? Because we're just going to take that week field as a rest, so you're not going to really lose anything physically. So you could just get straight back into the next week or the week that you're up to, all right? If you go out field for 2 weeks, then simply repeat the week you had just done before going out field. For example, you had completed week 5 of a program, then went out bush for 2 weeks. You could just repeat week 5 when you get back. The theory being that the first week out field is a rest, so the second week is all you really have to make up for, all right? So I would just repeat that week that you just completed before you went out field. Then for every additional week you're out field, go back one more week in the program. For example, if you are lucky enough to go out field for 3 weeks, right? Say that in tongue in cheek, then you could only go back 1 week in your program. For example, you've completed week 5 before you go out field. You go out field for 3 weeks. Then when you get back, start the program from week 4. If you're extremely lucky, you've done something well in this life, you get to go out field for 4 weeks and you've completed up to week 5 of the program when you left. Then when you get back, resume the program at week 3. Now, obviously, this is just a general rule for you to experiment with, and you'll have to take into account your training experience and the program you're actually training and the goals that you're aiming to achieve. You may just have to adjust it or tweak it here and there by a week or so. But it's a general rule that I used to follow and it seemed to work really well. So experiment with it and let me know how you go. And I remember actually going out field when I was in CAB. We went out field for a month and then we had 2 nights off in Gladstone, I think it was. And we all just got on the piss, the worst fucking hangover I've ever had. And then we went out field. So I didn't do PT in that 2 days off and then went out field for another month. And I remember I got back and I went for a run with this other guy and I fucking felt really, really good. I didn't feel like I'd lost anything and it had been 8 weeks and I was able to do a bit of training out field, not so much to get the heart rate up. Definitely no running or anything because we're mainly sitting around in video. But I was surprised at how little I had actually lost. So again, it's not all doom and gloom. If you've been training really hard and you're going out field, you know you're going out field for a couple of weeks, don't get too disheartened because you're probably going to feel, or you might be very surprised at how you feel when you get back. You might actually feel fucking awesome and that your body and mind needed the break. All right, so that's just my advice. I would experiment with it. If you've got your own method, please let me know. Send me an email, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reeseatoperatorage.com. I'm always open to new suggestions and it just might help someone else. And if it's something good, I might mention it in another podcast. Okay, so feel free to get in touch. Obviously, if you're training for selection, get in touch, right? Send me an email. Again, reeseatoperatorage.com or check out operatorage.com/selection as there are a number of different free resources there. All right, that's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.